Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, kindly be seated. We may now proceed with a joint press conference. I would like to invite the Honorable Prime Minister of Malaysia to deliver his statement.
Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Malaysian government and ASEAN, I must express my deep appreciation and gratitude to both my close friends and associates, the Prime Minister of Cambodia, Samdek Hun Manet, and the Prime Minister of Thailand, Bumthom Wichayachai, for not only being present, gracious enough to participate in very frank discussions, very passionate about securing peace. And due to their efforts and participation, we have seen very positive development and results that would augur well for Cambodia and Thailand and for ASEAN. The government of Malaysia, Cambodia and Thailand issued this joint press release following the special meeting chaired, hosted and witnessed by Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim in Putrajaya and participated by Cambodia's Prime Minister Samdek Mohaborbol Tipadai Hun Manet and Thailand's Acting Prime Minister Bumthom Wichayachai and co-organized by the United States of America with the active participation of the People's Republic of China to promote a peaceful resolution to the ongoing situation. Prime Minister Hun Manet and Acting Prime Minister Bumthom Wichayachai have expressed their positions and willingness to immediate ceasefire and return to normalcy. The United States President Donald J. Trump has been in contact with the leaders of both countries, urging the leaders to find peaceful resolution to the conflict. The Chinese side have kept close contact with Cambodia, Thailand, and Malaysia, and relevant countries to actively promote dialogue, ceasefire, and restoring peace. The presence and collaboration of all parties underscore a shared commitment to peace, dialogue, and regional stability. Both Cambodia and Thailand reached a common understanding as follows. One, an immediate and unconditional ceasefire with effect from 24 hours local time, midnight, on 28th July 2025, tonight. This is a vital first step towards a de-escalation and the restoration of peace and security. Second, to convene an informal meeting of regional commanders, Regional Military 1 and 2 on the Thai side, and Regional Military 4 and 5 on the Cambodian side at 7 hours on 29th July 2025, which means tomorrow morning at 7, and followed by meeting with defense attaches led by the chair of ASEAN if both sides are agreeable. And three, to convene a meeting of the General Border Committee, GBC, on 4th August 2025 to be hosted by Cambodia. As the current chair of ASEAN, Malaysia stands ready to coordinate an observer team to verify and ensure its implementation. Malaysia will also consult with fellow ASEAN member states to participate in the observation effort, reflecting a regional commitment to supporting peace on the ground. Both sides also agreed to resume direct communications between both prime ministers, foreign ministers, and defense ministers. The foreign ministers and defense ministers of Malaysia, Cambodia, and Thailand have been instructed to develop a detailed mechanism for the implementation, verification, and reporting of the ceasefire. This mechanism will serve as a foundation for sustained peace and accountability. The meeting reaffirms the shared resolve of Malaysia, Cambodia, and Thailand to uphold the principles of international law, peaceful coexistence and multilateral cooperation in the pursuit of a just and lasting resolution to the situation. Thank you. May I invite now Prime Minister Hun Manet.
Thank you, Prime Minister Anwar. Excellencies, Prime Minister Anwar of Malaysia and Rotating Chair of ASEAN, Prime Ministers Acting Prime Minister Phumchai Vichayachai of Thailand, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, today we have a very good meeting and very good results that hope to stop immediately the fighting that have caused many life loss, injuries, and also caused a lot of displacement of people. We have about a total of 300,000, both sides, of refugees, 140,000 on Cambodian side, 160,000 on Thai side. We hope that the solutions that Prime Minister Anwar just announced will set a condition for moving forward for our bilateral discussion to return to normalcy of the relationship and as a foundation for future de-escalation of forces. In this sense, I'd like to express my thanks to Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim of Malaysia for hosting this urgent and timely meeting, as well as his effort and personal initiative to mediate an immediate ceasefire between Cambodia and Thailand on 24th of July 2025. I also extend my deep appreciation to President Donald Trump for his decisive mediation on 26 July 2025. Cambodia values the effort of the United States and thanks its government for organizing this crucial meeting in support of peace. I wish also to thank the government of China for Republic of China and for effort and also participating in this process in order to achieve the outcome, the positive outcome that we have today. I also thank you, Prime Minister Phum Tham, for his positive role in constructive dialogue that we had today, that leading to the agreement, which will lead to the stop of fighting immediately starting from tonight and open ways for our engagement between military to military from tomorrow morning, starting with the regional commanders meeting at 7 o'clock in the morning. And also, there's a possibilities of engagement after with the representative from the ASEAN attaché led by our ASEAN chairs country, Malaysia, with the approval of both sides after our meeting. And also we will have the GBC meeting led by the ministers of defense, which will set a good platform for more discussion to return to normalcy. So I have once again appreciate the outcome, and we hope that, and I confidently believe that the result that we have today will provide a lot of opportunities for hundreds of thousands of people on both sides to return to normalcy and the stop of fighting between our two countries, and the time to start rebuilding trust and confidence and cooperation going forward between Cambodia and Thailand. And thank you again, Prime Minister Anwar. Thank you.
Prime Minister Phum Tham, who has been here and very supportive, so I invite you, Phum Tham Vichayachai, to then say a few words.
I would like to express my sincere appreciation to Prime Minister Anwar, the government of China, and President Trump for your good view and concern. Today's outcome reflects Thailand's desire for peaceful dissolution, while continuing to protect our sovereignty and the life of our people. We agree to a ceasefire with assurance myself that it will be carried out successfully in good faith by both sides. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Your Excellencies, for the statement. I wish to invite Excellencies, the Prime Ministers, for a group photo session. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to count you. 1, 2, 3. Thank you very much, Excellencies. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, we have now come to the end of our joint press conference. Once again, we would like to express our gratitude to the Honorable Prime Minister of Malaysia, the Prime Minister of Cambodia, and the Acting Prime Minister of Thailand, and to all distinguished guests.